Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next hour here on theCUBE, 88.9 FM. Now, in the first half hour today, I will talk with David, better known as Skip Wright. He's the president of the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club. Skip will talk about this month's presentation coming up on April 30th and the many bird sightings in the townships. In the second half hour, I will talk with former townshipper and Canadian music artist Dave Gordon. Dave will talk about his latest album and his concert coming up at the Haskell Theater on May 31st. We will start today's show with a song. It's by Noreen Braun, and the song is called Going to the Forest. And we will hear the interview with Skip right after the song, so please stay tuned.
I hear you calling to me, your forgotten wisdom through me, into air that drew me, softly creeping down to bow. Going to the forest, see shining flowers, sweet perfumed hours, wild mystic towers. And when the birds peek out to sing of nature's plow, they were so long and loud in the forest, bathing the beauty, invited so coolly, bold and unruly, going to the forest. Warm stones they find me, barefoot we tread deep, the wet earth is squishy. And all this time I've wasted, I could have breathed and tasted, dived in wellsprings naked, longing to embrace the sing rough-edged darkness, bark and dogwood tresses, feel the spiral dresses clothed in cosmic disarray. Going to the forest, see shining flowers, sweet perfumed hours, while the stars. And when the birds peek out to sing of nature's cloud, they were so long and loud in the forest. We bathe in the beauty, invited so coolly, emboldened and unruly, going to the forest, see shining flowers, sweet perfumed hours, wildness of doubt. Going to the forest, going to the forest, going to the forest, going to the forest.
Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and today I'm very pleased to welcome Skip Wright, David Wright, to the Townships at 12. Now, David, Skip is the president of the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club, so welcome, Skip.
Good afternoon, Maureen.
So what's new at the club this month?
Well, this month we're so excited about our presentation that we're going to have on April the 30th at Amity Baudouin Community Hall. It's about the Boisé Ascot Lennox Woodlands.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you have heard about it. The City of Sherbrooke has acquired the property, 44 hectares. And I've been working with a little bit with Matthew Vinette, and a few other people. They've been trying to get it at to become like Beckett's woods, proposing to make these woods permanently protected to citizens. And the ecosystem there is unbelievable. It's in the middle of our Lennoxville and Sherbrooke in between. It's quite something to what the woodland acquires there. It's quite something. And that should be a very interesting presentation. And very interesting, I've had people contacting me that they have property that maybe they want to preserve too, like farmlands and woodlands. And this would be very important, very interesting to them to go there and ask Matthew and his representatives questions how they can go about getting their land acquired by them or somebody else to keep it as a reserve. So it should be a really interesting presentation. So that is on April the 30th at 7 o'clock at Amity Baudouin.
Okay. Do you have any idea when it might be open to the public?
No, that's a good question. That's what we're going to try to determine on Wednesday. I know people that are walking on there now, but they don't have confirmed paths, but they do walk in there, and everybody comes back to me. It's quite interesting what the ecosystem that's there and the wildlife that's there. It's really, really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay. At the next radio interview, maybe we'll have more info when how the public can get in there and see, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good.
But then along that line, as spring is here, we've had a lot of reports coming in from our reps out in the countryside. And we've had, for example, from East Hatley, we've had Suzanne Coles report that she's seen a lot of birds out there, Kestrel hawks, Wilson snipes, and American woodcocks are back too. I haven't seen one of those in a long time. And then we got Deborah Nichols. She went to Eastman, and she saw over 25 different species of birds there. Quite interesting. Golden crowned kinglets and hawks. It's always, that's that walkway that you can see off the Otter Route near Eastman.
Okay.
You see the bridge cross over over the little brook that's there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another interesting place to go to. And then we have our resident, Gary McCormick, resident from Lennoxville, that walks every day checking out for birds. And he's seen a lot of, he even saw a green-winged teal at Curry Pond. Have you been there, Maureen, to Curry Pond outside the St. Bishop?
Yeah, we've been there a few times. It's a really nice little place.
Oh, even more so. They've started a garden not too far from it. Bishop's is going to be putting up some birdhouses there and that around it. So that's close to that, too. So that'll bring in different birds for us to see.
Mm-hmm.
And you even saw a great egret. That's those big white birds. We're just starting to see them in the last couple of years.
Okay.
So that's a very interesting place, too. That's not far from our Swallow Lab, our club, the Natchez Club, where we'll be putting up the Swallow Houses this weekend, I hope. We're just across the highway from Bishop's.
Mm-hmm. So that should be exciting. Yeah.
So between the two places, we should be attracting a lot of birds.
Okay.
And then we had Gladys Beatty, another one of our reps. She saw thousands of snow geese outside of Montreal. We haven't seen many around here. I usually hear them or see them, but she saw lots the other day. And then we had Wilma Montager at Bishop's Farm. She lives on Bishop's Farm. This is a new farmland that Bishop's has acquired. And she's been seeing lots of birds there too. But what she has seen, and maybe you have seen a lot, Maureen, a lot of turkey vultures.
Yeah, we have seen quite a few, especially in the country.
Well, there is a push on. I was watching a program the other day where they're trying to, I know it's an ugly looking bird with the red head and all that. But, you know, they do nature a great thing, is that they can digest animals or birds that have died from viruses or from other diseases, and they can digest it and it doesn't hurt them. There's some people making a push that it'd be the bird of North America.
Okay.
So it's not our eagle and all that, but they're looking at the turkey vultures.
Mm-hmm. That's fascinating.
So that's interesting that they clean up the dead birds, and especially the ones that have died from that avian flu and things like that.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
And then we have Jennifer Garford. She reported that the osprey in Sherbrooke, down by the river, behind Old Beaumarchais.
Okay.
They're back. They've returned to their nest. That's that new overpass they built behind Old Beaumarchais.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And people stop there, and you can look across the river, and you see the nest there. So it's quite an interesting spot to watch these birds bringing up their young.
Mm-hmm, it would be.
But, as you can see, spring is here and the birds are moving. I have selected the bird of the month would be a fox sparrow. Have you ever seen one of those?
No, I've never heard of them, no.
Well, they're very rare. And there's some counts that the species has decreased in recent decades. And they migrate down to Florida, down south, and then they come through here. And they go up north, and they have the young ones up north, and they're like a wren, but they're bigger. They're about 2 inches bigger than a wren, and the bright foxy red color, and that's why they call fox sparrows. So they got the reddish, and when you see a bird feeder, if you see a bird underneath your rose bushes or other low-hanging bush, and he's in there scratching, that's most likely a fox sparrow. So they're quite an interesting bird. I didn't know what they were exactly, but now I'm starting to see more of them. So, but they are rare, I must admit.
And that is a fox sparrow? Is that the way you say it?
That's it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, very interesting bird to look up and to see.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful thing. Yeah, and outside of that, like I said, we got our walkways. We got 8 different walks this year to different locations. And so that should be interesting. And outside of that, there's not that much more to report, but that's quite a bit.
That is quite a bit. Yeah, small spring is definitely here, so that's great. Your presentation comes up on the 30th. That's a Wednesday, always a Wednesday, the last Wednesday of the month. And that is at Amity Boldwang Community Center, 7 p.m., I guess it starts?
That's it.
Okay, and it's going to be about the Boise Lennox Woodland this time. Everybody's welcome, I guess, and you can become a member.
Everybody, and they can come over for a cup of coffee.
Okay, that's great. And memberships is still $25 a year for an individual?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, good. Anything else, Skip?
No, that would be about it, I think, yes.
Okay, well, we thank you very much and look forward to another update next month. Thanks again, Skip.
Yes, well, thank you, and we'll see you on the trail.
Find a way to fly. find a way to fly. Just shoot for the sun till I can finally run, find a way to fly. But the horses are coming, they're racing their way around the bend. Your crash landing's over, but the evening is coming. Don't make me say it again. Find a way to fly. Find a way. Just shoot for the sun till I can finally run, find a way to fly. Sun till I can finally run, find a way to fly.
And we just heard from Lana Del Rey, and the song is called Bluebird. And next up, we have some community event announcements for you here on the Townships at 12. We have the next presentation for the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club coming up, and this is by Mathieu Vinette. He is the president of the Association for the Boisy Ascot Lennox Nature in Our Hearts. That comes up on April 30th, Wednesday, 7 p.m. at the Amity Beaudoin Community Center, located at 10 Samuel Gratham Street in Lennoxville. Everyone is welcome to attend, and it is free admission. The City of Sherbrooke invites everybody to the unveiling ceremony of the new commemorative monument honoring former volunteer firefighters of Lennoxville. It's an important addition to the city's collection of public art and commemorative monuments. This happens on May 3rd, 10 a.m. at the City Hall in Lennoxville, located at 150 Queen Street. Everybody is invited to attend. Mental Health Estuary, in partnership with Dunham House, is excited to invite you to an upcoming mental health conference. This event will take place on Thursday, May 8th from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Amity Beaudoin Community Center in the borough of Lennoxville. It is free, open to everybody in English, and lunch is included. The conference hopes to bring the English-speaking community together for a day of learning, sharing, and meaningful connection with the goal of enhancing mental well-being. For more information or to register, email projects@mentalhealthestuary.com or phone 819-565-2388, or you can sign up through their Facebook page. The Lennoxville District Women's Center, in conjunction with Boutique LD, have joined forces to celebrate the beautiful connections between women of all ages in our community. They are putting on a fashion show, a spring fashion show, that happens on May 2nd, and it will be held at the Lennoxville United Church. Get your tickets, $20 early bird, $25 at the door, and $10 for youth. It's a fundraising event to help women attain their driver's license. And coming up at the HUT, ANAF Unit 318, there's a delicious Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 11th, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Bring mom and they will do the dishes. The Lennoxville United Church, they have a rummage sale coming up, and that happens on Thursday, May 8th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Friday, May 9th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and on Saturday, May 10th, $7 bag sale, from 8:30 a.m. to noon. Now, if you're cleaning out your closets right now, they are accepting donations from Monday to Friday mornings for this event from 9 a.m. until noon, and no furniture, please. There's another event coming up at the Black Cat Bookstore in Lenoxville. Saturday, May 17th from 2 to 4 p.m., Black Cat Books, located at 168 E Queen Street in Lenoxville, is hosting graphic novelist Jeff McIntyre for a new chapter launch and book signing event. In addition to writing and illustrating graphic novels, McIntyre's long format features have been nationally syndicated in newspapers across Canada, including publications like the Montreal Gazette, Ottawa Citizen, Calgary Herald, Vancouver Province Sun, Edmonton Journal, Victoria Times columnist, and many more. His work has been widely recognized by Canadian Geographic magazine, CBC, CTV, Rogers, and numerous newspapers and magazines, including our own Township Sun. McIntyre's graphic novel series, Salmon Run, is a compelling rock and roll road story about being on the run to shake off and outpace the wolves that hunt mental health. The story continues on May 17th at Black Cat Books with a special release on the fourth chapter in the adult graphic novel series. And if you belong to a nonprofit organization, you have an event coming up, we would love to get the word out for free. Just please give me an email describing the event, cjmqnews@gmail.com or cjmqnews@yahoo.ca. I'd like to thank my guest in the first half hour today, David Skip Wright, president of the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club. We will take a break and hear the news with Derek Bullard, and then we will be right back with part two of the Townships at 12 for today. And in part two today, I will be talking with Canadian music artist and former townshipper Dave Gordon. We will close part one of the show with a tune from Matt Anderson. It's called The Cobbler, Good for My Soul. You're listening to The Cube 88.9 FM here in the Eastern Townships.